Yes, on.
I have an old man got his throat cut right before Christmas.
What did you have done, son?
And cleaned out that carotid artery. They were checking me for some ear issues and found that thing was pretty well clogged up. And kind of went in and did that in a hurry because they thought I was on the verge of about to have a stroke.
Listen, I'm headed south on 26, so I don't know how long I'll have you, but boy, I'm glad to hear you're doing pretty good. You sound smarter. All that blood running to your brain, son, you sound fine.
Yeah, I think it helped. It definitely got more blood going to the brain, doing a lot better.
You remember what you and I talked about? My procedure? I had it done February 12th, and they took out about half of it.
Yeah, that's getting kind of serious there.
But he got it all, and he did not hit any nerves. So, son, I'm a happy boy. He says I'm free and clear. So, oh, and they did the whole thing without making an incision.
Good deal. Yeah. This fella, he hit a few nerves. I got a good bit of numbness in my neck. I told him felt like he went in there and pulled a wisdom tooth while he was at it.
There's a little drain right there at the base of the brain. He might have accidentally opened up that drain for a minute, drained out part of your brain. You never know, but you sound fine.
Feeling pretty good along them aspects. And oh, you know, still got the diabetes and the back issues and da-da-da-da-da-da, but, you know, I'm looking down at the flowers instead of up at the roots, so it's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Thank him for that, I tell you what. And I tell you something else, too. Like you said, it's better to be seen than viewed. Getting out. Is it doing pretty good?
It's just a little bit scratchy. I don't know. It might be on my end.
Peter, I'm over here. I'm coming up on Highway 221 at 26. That repeater just don't reach like it used to.
Sometimes you kind of run into some bad spots out there, you know. Here and there. Just the way it is. Cold morning, too. I don't do well on a cold morning.
The rest of us. But you know what? When I first became a ham, son, I actually hit this repeater from 26 at the Blue Cross Blue Shield building on Highway 20 down in Columbia. I managed to hit it right there. Now, you can't do it now.
Exactly where you're talking about, because that's practically the back gate into Fort Jackson. And my dad was in the service, and a lot of times that'd be the way we'd go to the commissary. We'd go around, you know, get on the interstate and run down that way instead of having to go through town.
That gate, they kind of clamped up on it a little bit recently. When's the last time you was down there?
A long time. Yeah, I know they really clamped down on access to the military bases after 9/11.
You better have all of your IDs, all of your good stuff, and you better be smiling just right, or you ain't going to get in there.
My mom got where she really couldn't drive, and a friend of hers, wasn't military, was driving her, and she had to get a specialized ID and all this, that, and the other to drive my mom around on the base.
Now, they they got a little bit different rules as far as driving and traffic on the base. So, you know, they just want to make sure that you don't get in there and do something stupid. You know, it just wouldn't bode well to run into a tank.
And then when I was a kid, I went down a street the wrong way and got a ticket. And would you believe that was a federal offense?
Federal property is a federal offense. They don't even run it through the state. That's, yeah, boy. I bet that had a hefty fine, too, didn't it?
We managed to talk our way out of that one. It was middle of the night, and I'd been down there visiting my mom in the hospital, and we went to the federal judge and explained all that, and, you know, he let us go on that one.
Good, that's good. Yeah, they're just people like us. Sometimes you run into a butthead, sometimes you run into somebody with it's a decent person.
That's the truth. Well, my coffee cup has run dry, so I'm going to go fix me another cup and get busy around here. But I hadn't talked to you in a coon's age, so I thought I'd jump in there and speak at you this morning. You have a good day. Be careful out there, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
I'm just glad that both of us are doing pretty good after all of our little medical adventures. Well, I'm glad you hit me this morning. I appreciate the ride along a little ways. You take it easy. Get out there and get her done, son. I'll talk to you soon, I hope. KF4VWA, I'm traveling south, or east on 26.